It's time for Let's Talk on WPPA, AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web at WPPARadio.com. Stories making news, special guest interviews, your phone calls, and more. The views expressed on Let's Talk are not necessarily those of the management or staff of WPPA. Now, here's your host, Jay-Z.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to it. It's another edition of Let's Talk. It's Tuesday morning, hour number one. It is the third Tuesday of the month, and that means the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters joining us in studio this morning, John Bondur and company. John, welcome to another program.
Good morning, Jay-Z. Program number five, 2026. Today's a special day, Jay-Z.
Yes, it is.
For everybody out there that wants to be a Class A model citizen, today is primary election day here in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. And one of the things as being a citizen is you have duties, responsibilities, and rights.
Correct.
And you should probably exercise your right to vote today. So if it's a beautiful day, you can't claim the weather as being a negative.
Yeah, people like to blame the weather. That's not the case today.
Right. So today's our primary election day. The polls are open from 7 a.m. this morning to 8 p.m. this evening. Be part of the solution.
That's right. I have to go after here and yet before the softball game, but I'm going. Like
yes,
you said,
sir.
I'm going.
It's all good.
We did the smart thing down where we have the polls open down in Schuylkill Haven. We have the air conditioning cranked, so that'll definitely bring the people from the outside. We figure that'll be the other.
What's the address there? No.
It'd be a good hiding spot.
Right, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
My Grammy's volunteering at the polls today, so if you see a Diane Capel, give her a hello. Be kind.
Be nice, right?
That's right.
Okay, well, I'd like to reach out again to our loyal listeners. And if you don't tell me that you like the show, then I don't know. So, right, Jay-Z?
That's simple as it gets, yes.
So my loyal listeners are Heather and Danielle. You know who you are. Johnny Tarson from the Frackville area. John, good morning. I know you're listening. John Clazes. Frank Crampton, and my boss, Georgianne Bondura, and also Johnny Armstrong from New Philly. Good morning, everybody, and especially, again, my loyal listeners. We're going to try to put on an interesting show today. There's only myself and two guests. Jay-Z, we're not including you.
That's all right.
We have Hemlock Hannah Kobitsky from the Schuylkill Conservation District. Hannah's one of the regulars, her and I kind of seem to mesh pretty well doing this show. So good morning, Hannah. Glad to have you on board.
Good morning. And before I say anything else, if there were any listeners from last time who heard that I was going to go to Shadfest and try the shadfish, it was actually very delicious. Mm-hmm. And when I was there, I had lots of people say, "Do you really want to try it? You don't have to try it." And I was wondering, like, do you guys not like it? This is your town. Like, this is your festival. But I enjoyed it. I had a smoked shad sandwich, and it was such a buttery, soft fish. It was really good. It was really good.
I never had the shad, but back in the 90s, we went shad fishing. We caught a bunch of roe shad. And if you know what a roe shad is, it's a female. And they have the eggs, and the old time fishermen say this is what's a really great thing to eat. Well, I must have prepared it the wrong way because I thought it was awful. But so be it. But I didn't try it after that. Also, I have Michael McCullough to my left. Michael likes to come to the show and speak about what's going on in Schuylkill Haven. Michael represents the Schuylkill Haven Recreation Department. And Michael, we'll wake you up here a little bit. Say good morning.
Good morning, everybody. This is one of the best parts of my month. And the fact that the other staff member are like, "Hey, don't forget you got the radio." I'm like, "Don't worry. I remember it. It's like my favorite part." So, I mean, there are those out there that say I talk too much. I don't see it. But obviously, maybe I'm missing something out there. But, yeah, I absolutely love being here.
And the part he won't tell you is it's a good hiding place for an hour.
Yes.
Michael, thank you for making your way up from Schuylkill Haven.
Absolutely.
A lot of stuff going on. We're going to touch on a couple of commercials first, I guess. This week is Safe Boating Week. It's the National Safe Boating Week, if you will. And, of course, the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission does participate in that. Just a couple things about boating. It's getting nice out. Beautiful day to boat today. But you always need to wear a life jacket. It's a good safety piece of equipment. Certainly don't boat under the influence of alcohol or drugs. The boat law provides for the same alcohol rules, basically, as a motor vehicle. You can actually be in trouble for boating under the influence as well as driving a motor vehicle under the influence. Something that a lot of people don't do is there's a thing out there called a float plan. And a float plan is basically to leave somebody know where you're going, what you're doing, and when you plan to return. I think that's the most important part, that you leave someone know where you're going to be and when you're coming back. So if you're not back on time, you know, somebody could make a phone call and try to track you down. So,
I apologize for interjecting. Okay. But I actually heard this. I do a lot of hiking. And one thing someone told me, and which kind of goes in coordination with that, I've heard people say that they'll set their voicemail on their voicemail message to say where they're going out for the day. So, like, if they know they're going on a long hike or a long something like that, they'll say, like, hey, sorry, this is Michael. I'm at such and such a lake fishing for the day. If you need me, call me, or I'll call you when I get back, just to give that extra little, like, in case something does happen. Because you can always call the voicemail, and you can always try to get a hold of them, and it'll tell you where they're at. I just thought that was hand in hand.
That's a great idea. Again, you know, it's if you're out there by yourself, something happens, you know, somebody needs to know where you're at. So, good. Safety first, Jay-Z.
Yep.
Safety first is the way it always goes. Number two is you got to take care of yourself first, right?
Right.
Okay.
And I'll also interject, a lot of us Gen Zers, we like share location, you know, with our friends, and we have that. However, that's not always accurate, especially if you're going into the woods or especially if you're going into a lake. And so you might think, oh, my friends, they have my location just in case anything happens. But it's good to, you know, if you're telling your friends or your family, you know, Life 360, those things can glitch. And say you're somewhere where you're not. I know as a kid who was on Life 360, and my dad's like, why are you in a ditch? You know, so just saying that, like, it's good to do it the quote-unquote, like, classic way, to just let folks know verbatim where you're going, and you can always share your location, but when you're in the mountains, it doesn't always register exactly where you are. So just keep that in mind.
Yep, correct. One of the other things you do, of course, is you need to check the weather forecast. Whether you're boating, hiking, fishing, hunting, whatever, of course, Mother Nature is important to keep track of. And the Fish and Boat always recommends that you take a boating safety course. It's a good thing to have. It's you need to know what you're doing if you're doing it. And you need to have your proper paperwork, your registration, launch permits, whatever the case may be, in case you're stopped by a waterways conservation officer. So, again, it's National Safe Boating Week. You know, it's beautiful weather. I'm sure there's activity out there on the waters of the Commonwealth, so it's all good. A couple of fishing derbies to talk about. Before we talk about that, let me talk a little bit about what's going on in Tamaqua. Tamaqua is having a community day, second annual community day, and that's going to be held on Saturday, June the 6th, from about 11 to 4, I think, somewhere around there. The couple events that caught my attention was the nature program and hike with Porcupine Pat McKinney. That's going to be at the Owl Creek Reservoir area, and the hikes will take place at 12 noon and 2 p.m. And... Oh, no, that's Friday, June 6th. I'm not sure if that's correct.
Hmm.
Hemlock County, check on that there for me.
I'll be checking while we're...
It's looking Saturday, I believe, is June
yeah.
6th. So I'm not really sure what that means, but maybe a typo area.
Hmm.
But
I'm seeing Saturday.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm seeing...
I'm going to say it's
must have been a typo.
Saturday, June 6th, at the Owl Creek Reservoir. And Porcupine Pat is going to do some hikes that day. So
free admission.
Free admission. If you're complaining there's nothing to do, Jay-Z.
You don't know where to look.
Yeah, you're not looking the right place.
Oh, and it looks like, I'm just taking a look at it right now. There's a live raptor program by Hawk Mountain 2 and a plant swap.
Yep, they got the plant swap is going to be there.
Campfire.
Also, yep, there's a whole bunch of stuff going on at the community day in Tamaqua. And my favorite is the trout fishing derby. Schuylkill Headwaters will be assisting the Tamaqua people, the Tom Banatelli Memorial Trout Fishing Derby. I'll be stocking some beautiful rainbow trout in the Owl Creek Reservoir for the derby. The derby is open to all ages. They're asking for a $20 donation if you're 16 and over, or a $10 donation if you're under 16. The derby runs from June 6th at noon. I believe it runs all through the summer, if I'm not mistaken. And I can tell you that there's going to be 20 prizes for the tagged fish. So this goes on every year at Owl Creek Reservoir. It's a great place to fish. But the neat thing about it is the Owl Creek Reservoir operates under a special regulation area from the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, where no matter what you catch, you have to throw back, and you have to throw it back unharmed. So if you catch one of these fish with the tag on it, they ask you to take a picture of it or take the tag off and release that fish unharmed. In years past, they usually catch about 3/4 of the tagged fish. So unlike myself, who hasn't had a chance to trout fish this year yet, there's some people out there that certainly are pretty proficient trout fisher people. So again, that's June 6th, Saturday, at the second annual Tamaqua Community Day. And that is the beginning of the Tom Banatelli Memorial Trout Fishing Derby. It's always a good one. I will try to be there. I know Schuylkill Headwaters will have a table set up. We will have a casting bucket demonstration for the kids, and some of my staff will be there to promote Schuylkill Headwaters with some fishing advice activities. So sounds like a good place to go. One of the other things I have here in front of me is June 13th and 14th. We're stretching it out a little bit. We're going out a little bit into the far future. But there's a free children's trout fishing rodeo at Fisher's Dam. And Fisher's Dam is at the Blinking Light in Oregsburg. That's going to be June 13th and 14th, 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. I would certainly advise you to stop and check that one out. That's always good. Usually I go down and I sit there on the bench and watch the kids fish and remember that was me 60 years ago. So it's always nice to watch the kids catch some fish. It's a great day. They have free bait. They have loaner fishing rods if you're a kid and you don't have one. And they have experienced staff to help and teach the kids if the kids get jammed up with their reels or whatever the case may be.
It's funny, as a kid who grew up in Oregsburg, that was like something we looked forward to every single year. Like that was kind of the start off of our summer. I mean, I can remember my buddies and I, we'd sleep over, we'd all camp out and we'd stay up all night long, and so we were first up there in the morning to go over. But they do such a great job, and I mean, like I said, I can remember being there and a kid for years and years and years. That was like the staple of every summer. So they do a fantastic job, and I think they actually just did some work on the dam itself. So, I mean, when we were kids, it was fine for us. But like I said, they've really done a lot of stuff to it. So it's a great thing. Yeah, definitely. If you have kids in that area, definitely get out and check it out. Yep.
And that's, again, it's free. It's open to the public. Michael, they did do some environmental work to the dam, mm-hmm. a little bit of stuff to make it a little bit better. If anybody needs any information, I do have a phone number. You can call or text. It's 570-728-5088. And good place to go. A lot of activity. Good for the kids. And, again, a lot of stuff to do here in Schuylkill County.
It's summer's getting packed, and it's not even here yet.
And with some things a little closer, May 24th, which is this Sunday, is Free Fishing Day. The Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission has designated a free fishing day on May 24th and July 4th of this year. Basically, the way it works is anybody can go fishing for free on either one of those days. The only requirement is that you obey the rest of the fishing law violations, so you're not keeping fish out of season or whatever the case may be. But it's a good program to introduce people who kind of maybe are on the fence a little bit, that, you know, maybe I'll go fishing, maybe I won't. Again, you don't need to spend any money. Borrow a fishing rod, go get a can of worms somewhere, and go try it.
Yeah.
It's always, and usually, you know, if you're out there and you're not sure what you're doing, usually the guy aside of you will help you and mentor you and give you some tips. Again, it's not about catching fish. It's about being out in the outdoors, and there's a lot of good people that are certainly willing to help you. Stoyer's Dam in Schuylkill Haven is a perfect example. There's usually always somebody fishing there. Michael could attest to that. And generally, the people are pretty friendly, unless you're catching more fish than they are.
Exactly. Yeah, it is very good. I will say, I mean, there's a couple things like people don't realize about the fishing community is one, you know, it's not like hunting season where someone's going to give you grief if you're too close to their stand or something like that. In fishing season, everybody wants to promote it, so they help out. You know, and if you don't have the right size hook, I'm sure the guy to your left or your right probably does. And, you know, that's one of the great benefits of it. But also, you know, like you were just saying about having these free days, you know, take the kids. You know, it might be something where the kids might not catch anything but a couple bluegills or some sunnies. But the time that you spend with them at the water, just outside with your kids, with your family, is totally worth it. And it's a free day just to get outside and spend some time with the family. So, you know, well worth taking care of and taking a chance on.
Yep, definitely some exposure to the Mr. Sunlight and gets you off the cell phone for a little bit. I have something else coming up. Saturday, June 6th seems to be a pretty busy day around the county. The Gordon Game and Fish organization is sponsoring their annual townwide yard sale and Members Recognition Fishing Day. What they do is they have, again, a townwide yard sale. But if you belong to the Gordon Game and Fish, you're eligible to retrieve some prizes from the fish that they stock in the Little Monoy Creek on that day. And it's done kind of to increase membership awareness and try to get new members. To join the Gordon Game and Fish is only $10. It's not going to make you or break you. It's a great organization. They raise a lot of fish. They take great care of the kids. They had a fishing derby last week. They had about 175 kids. Everybody got food. Everybody, I would hope, caught fish. It was a great day. So, again, the Gordon Game and Fish Association is going to have a townwide yard sale in Gordon, and they are having a trout stocking in the Little Monoy Creek, which is open to everybody. It's free. Another great thing to do on Saturday, June 6th, 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. So that's up in Gordon. So we have stuff happening all over the place. That event in Tamaqua, there's one in Gordon, a whole bunch of things going on. Michael, I know you have something to talk about what's going on this Saturday down in your neck of the woods in Schuylkill Haven. So I'll give you the pleasure of that. This one's a pretty good one, so pay attention to this one.
Yeah, so this Saturday we're going to have, I guess, what can we consider this, our second annual? I guess our second annual Trout Rodeo. It's going to be at the island. For any of you that were there, we did have one New Year's Day. This time it won't be 9 degrees with a 2-degree wind chill. I think most of our day was spent huddled around the heater in the indoors. So this is going to be awesome. It's going to be a great day. We have the pavilion over there. There's a long stretch of the river. Actually, I was just down there yesterday checking on it. So there's plenty of room to sit down with the kids or with yourself and sit and fish and enjoy yourself. Nice thing is it looks like the heat's going to break, so it'll be a nice day to be out there. It won't be too. So that's going to be this Saturday. It'll be from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Registration starts at 10 a.m. It's $10 registration. What that includes is basically the whole time you're there, we are going to have hot dogs and soup and drinks. And basically that entitles you to what you want to eat and what you, as much as you can eat in that time. We are going to give the kids some tickets that they can sign, and we have a couple little prizes and stuff for them that we'll have there. But like I said, there's plenty of parking. We've got indoor bathrooms. The concession stand is there. There's a pavilion. You can sit down, take a break, relax. The Schuylkill Headwaters will be set up right there for registration. You know, come in, chit-chat with them for a bit. Like I said, this one's going to be nice. We did do the one on New Year's and still got what I would consider a great turnout for the conditions. So I'm hoping this one's going to be just as big.
Yep. Who would believe it, Jay-Z? New Year's Day, for as cold and windy and brutal as it was, we had 73 people fishing in the river.
Wow.
That was just awesome.
That is.
I hope we get 150 people this Saturday. And, Michael, the punchline to this whole thing is we have some rather large rainbow trout. So I would recommend that maybe you take that 4-pound line off and put 6-pound line on.
I heard it through the grapevine. I'm not sure. I can't divulge my sources, but very close to me at the present moment. But I do believe there is a chance that there are going to be some very nice size one in there. So you might have to help the youngins when they start pulling, because that might be a little bit for them. So, yeah, it's going to be a great day, great turnout. And like I said, it's just another thing that, you know, we're fortunate with the Schuylkill Headwaters and the borough to kind of really promote that in town. And it's flourishing. I mean, I'm over at the island just about every day, and the amount of, you know, kids fishing in the evening and, you know, people fishing during the day. And it's great to see. And it shows the hard work and that's gone into it and where we're at.
Yep. And I'll be stocking the river at 10 o'clock that morning. And, you know, every time Schuylkill Headwaters does a trout stocking, we encourage the kids for hands on. So if you happen to come to this fishing event on Saturday, step up to the plate, introduce yourself. I'll send one of my staff with your kid or you or whatever you want to do. We'll give you some instruction. And, you know, the name of the game is to create fishing opportunities primarily for the kids. Most of my staff love to pass on their fishing experience and expertise, because my favorite thing to say is every fisherman's an expert in their own way. So what works for you may not work for me. So we kind of don't critique how you fish as long as you're following the rules. Everybody has a favorite bait. Everybody has a favorite spot. But please, if you come to this at the island in Schuylkill Haven, I will be stocking at 10 o'clock. You know, please come over to the stocking truck if you'd like to help stock, or if you want to bring one of your children over, and we will make sure that everybody's safe and everybody has a good time.
I love seeing the look on the kids' faces when they're taking the bucket down, and they don't realize it, and their eyes are just huge. We've stocked at Stoyer's, John, the Headwaters, and some of the rec guys many a times now, and the amount of kids that want to be involved and come down and like want to help or get hands on. It's a cool thing, and that's kind of one of those things that sort of sticks with them, which I think is the outreach of it itself is probably one of the best things.
It is, and you know, for the adults out there, if we give the fish to the kids to stock, don't get insulted because that's what it's all about. We're trying to pass on our expertise and our knowledge to the next generation.
We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll come back with more of Let's Talk after these messages right here on WPPA.
How many times have you heard,
"I'm bored. There's nothing to do around here."
You're wrong. Here's why.
Explore Schuylkill is your destination for all things Schuylkill. From outdoor recreation to attractions, events, and accommodations, Explore Schuylkill can tell you where to go, what to do, and how to get there. They even have a craft beverage trail. Download an app and discover local breweries, wineries, and distilleries. Be a tourist in your own backyard. Visit Explore Schuylkill at their location along Union Street in Pottsville or check them out online at schuylkill.org.
WPPA's coverage of the District 11 playoffs gets underway today with doubleheader action. Ladies first in Game 1. North Schuylkill hosts Notre Dame of Green Pond at 4:30 in a softball 4A quarterfinal matchup. Then it's a boys' single-A semifinal as Nativity plays Lincoln Leadership at 6:30 from North Schuylkill. The District 11 playoffs on WPPA. AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com.
You know that big bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right? It doesn't clean as well.
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Oh, let me make an announcement.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Stop paying for watered-down detergents. Pay for clean. If it's gotta be clean, it's gotta be Tide Pods. Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
Straight Talk Wireless presents Pickup Truck Wisdom.
If you're only good to your new friends, you're not going to have any old ones. Straight Talk gets it. That's why new and existing customers get free 5G phones on Verizon's 5G network. Pretty simple, really. You keep good people by being good people.
Find us at straighttalk.com and Walmart. Straight Talk Wireless. Straightforward. Always. Taxes and fees apply. Plan purchase required for free phone offers. Copyright 2026 Verizon.
Jay-Z, get this. I know you have a lot of upkeep there at Stately Z Manor.
Boy, do I ever. And it gets too much for me sometimes.
You know, do you ever suffer from breakdowns? I remember there was a time where you talked about your lawnmower going bang really loud.
That thing wouldn't work if you hit it with a defibrillator. Still having all kinds of problems.
Well, I have just the place for you. Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orwigsburg. You know the place.
You mean they actually can help me with this?
Oh, yeah. They do small engine repair. And get this, the greatest part about it is you really don't have to wait that long because they can take care of it. As long as the parts are available, man, it's out the door pretty much as soon as you bring it in.
These folks are for me. Everyone knows my middle name isn't Job.
Well, head on down to Ark Rentals, Route 61 South in Orangeburg. All your small engine repair, plus check out everything else they've got going on there. You can't go wrong at Ark Rentals.
You know, come to think of it, my friend, my chainsaw just ain't cutting it.
Enter the Freeze, located at Routes 443 and 61, and you'll have traveled back to the 1950s. The Freeze offers food from a boiler and fryer, smoothies, soft and hard ice cream, flurries, milkshakes, and sundaes. Open daily, noon to 9 p.m. Join us on May 30th for our Customer Appreciation Day and enjoy 30% off as our way of saying thank you for your support. We also want to wish Emily Leonard, Addison Fishburne, and all of the Blue Mountain Eagles softball and baseball teams the best of luck. Go get them.
Spring has arrived, and it's blooming beautifully at DeWald and Lengel's Spring Flower Sale. Time to wake up those porches, patios, and yards with gorgeous 10-inch beautiful hanging baskets bursting with color. Perfect for family gatherings or just making the neighbors a little jealous. Need even more wow factor? Check out the stunning 14-inch cocoa hanging baskets, overflowing with color and ready to steal the spotlight. Looking for bigger beauty? DeWald and Lengel also has patio pots and 30-second planters ready to turn turn any porch, deck, or yard into a spring masterpiece. From bold blooms to classic favorites, you'll find fresh, vibrant flowers grown to thrive and priced to please. So don't let spring pass you by looking plain and sleepy. Head to Daywald & Lengel's Spring Flower Sale today for everything you need to make this season blossom. Daywald & Lengel, 1 mile west of the 183, 443 intersection, Friedensburg. Helping your home bloom one flower at a time.
Championship moments deserve championship gear. At Deep Creek Graphics in Valley View, we specialize in custom screen printing, embroidery, and promotional products. Perfect for teams, fans, and proud parents alike. We've been outfitting local sports teams with top quality uniforms and spirit wear for years, and we're proud to support our hometown athletes. Print, stitch, and stand out with Deep Creek Graphics. Find us on Facebook or at deepcreekgraphics.com. Good luck to all of our area athletes from Deep Creek Graphics.
Finding the right insurance plan to fit your lifestyle can be tricky. At Tri-County Insurance Associates, we're here to help you find the perfect fit for your home, auto, and life insurance needs. Locally owned in Valley View, the Halkovich brothers come from an insurance family with over 40 years of knowledge and experience. Tri-County Insurance Associates proudly specializes in Erie Insurance. Their qualified staff are ready to provide you with outstanding customer service. Chat with Tri-County Insurance Associates online and find more information at tricoins.com.
I'm Alex Zimmerman, Chief Administrative Officer for Geisinger Central Region, which includes Schuylkill County. Geisinger has been here since 1995, and for me, this place has always been home. I live in Higgins, and I'm proud to bring world-class healthcare to my community. It's an honor to serve the people who have meant so much to me as classmates, friends, and neighbors. Like me, Geisinger is here to stay. We've earned your trust, and we'll keep that. And great healthcare. Right here, where it matters.
Best of luck to Joe Petrish of Fountain Springs. Joe is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Reds game. Our payoff inning will be the bottom of the fifth. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the bottom of the fifth, Joe will win a delicious 7-inch sub of his choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, Joe will win a delicious hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to Joe Petrish of Fountain Springs, and best of luck to the Phils.
Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. It's Tuesday, third Tuesday of the month. That means the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters are in studio with us, John Bondur and company. John, welcome back.
Okay, I'm here, Jay-Z, with segment number two here. I did a little...
The B block.
The B block, yeah.
That's radio slang, a little insight. Yeah, the B block.
I just came upon this kind of by accident. I was doing some research on the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, And back in 1866, under the direction of Governor Andrew Curtin, is when the Fish and Boat Commission was created. And it was created primarily to take care of the shad runs in the Delaware and Susquehanna rivers. Those populations were depleting, and the governor decided to create this organization to keep a check on that. And it's developed into a whole bunch of other stuff since then. But going back in history a little bit, it was interesting to find out that Fish Warden William E. Shoemaker was killed by gunfire while attempting to effect an arrest on a poacher in Bradford County. And that was on the 22nd of September in 1921. Also, I found out that Deputy Fish Warden Alan Leroy Wolf, on June 5th in 1955, suffered a medical emergency while patrolling for illegal fishing along the Delaware River in Bucks County. And one more thing that caught my eye was Fish Warden Raymond Scholl, on 4-4 of 1958, drowned while attempting to rescue a Pennsylvania Game Commission game warden who was on a patrol boat with him when her vessel capsized in Lycoming County. So I'd like to recognize these guys along with the Pennsylvania Fish and Boat Commission, recognize their sacrifice on Law Enforcement Memorial Day, which was several days ago. You know, these guys are the keepers of the waterways and enforcing the laws of the Commonwealth for the people of the Commonwealth. So God bless you guys. My hat's off to you.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So that was just interesting. I was not aware of that. But history is interesting to dig up once in a while. The park naturalist from Tuscarora State Park is going on a hike to Leisure Lake Monday, June 1st at 10:30. The meeting place will be at the North Boat Ramp, located at 7826 Onalani Road in New Tripoli. She says the hike is 5 miles in length and moderate in difficulty, so that leaves me out. The Liberty Trail winds around the 117-acre lake. There's a nice mixture of different habitats. Dogs are allowed, but must be leashed and get along with other pets. Bring a lunch, shine only. You must register for this hike by calling Robin at 570-900-3336. So that, I guess if you're in a little better shape with your knees than I am, that wouldn't be a bad one to go on. So at this point in time, I'm going to turn the mic over to my friend Hemlock Hannah, and she's got a whole bunch of stuff to talk about along with Michael McCullough.
All right. Good morning, John and Jay-Z and Mike. How are we doing?
Good.
I'm not doing my best today because the allergies are just going crazy.
Yep.
So
I hear you.
Everything's in the bloom.
Yeah, yep. It's in full bloom. So I've been taking the classic Benadryl, but I've been slacking on, they say that there's some flowers out there and herbs that you can find in forage that help your allergies, like elderflower can help. However, the elderflowers aren't blooming this year, so I might have to make a tea for my, well, not yet, so I might have to make a tea for my elderflowers of last year, but it's definitely a nature's salad out there if you guys forage at all. There's lots of greens that are popping up that are good to eat. Like, anyone here know garlic mustard? Yeah, it's all right. Some of us do, some of us don't. Right now, the garlic mustard is a bit past its prime. It's everywhere, and it grows in two-year cycles. So the first year, it grows small, and the leaves are about like the size of a sand dollar. And then in a second year of growth, it shoots up like a straight flower, and then it has these like teeny white flowers at the top. And if you don't know if it's garlic mustard, take a leaf, crush between your hands, and smell it, and it will smell like garlic. And this is an invasive plant, so it's good to eat so that it's not in nature. It's not poisonous. It's very tasty. And you can, right now, with the second year garlic mustard that's grown pretty tall, you can cut them off and fry them like you would asparagus or saute them. And they're pretty good. They've got a nice garlicky taste. You don't even need to add seasoning. So,
Can I? I'm just going to put a public service announcement out. If you're at the island and you see me cutting grass and you look and I'm over somewhere just eating stuff off the ground, that is why. I've now
You're
been
not
informed.
Eating bugs, right?
Yeah, I'm not eating bugs. I'm literally picking my lunch as I'm cutting. So just leave me be, and everything is fine and normal.
Yeah, I like to tell people, like, I go on hikes, and whatever hike I'm leading, it's usually I have specific foraging hikes. I actually have just a couple coming up. But if you go on a hike with me at some point, I'm probably going to mention that there's a species here that you can eat, because I'm always hungry. So I like to share the wealth of nature's snacks to everybody. And when my friends go on walks with me, those who aren't as knowledgeable, they're like, girl, you're eating everything. What is going on? And then I like to teach them so that then to their friends that I don't know, they'll be eating things on the trail. And then the cycle of confusion will continue. But if anyone wants to learn some fun foraging things with me, upcoming Thursday, June 4th, 2 to 4 p.m., I have a late spring foraging walk. It's friendly for beginners. Dogs and children are allowed as long as they're good with lots of stops and breaks. And it will be meeting at the Sweet Arrow Lake Waterfall Pavilion parking lot. And then I have a summer one in July. And that one is Sunday, July 26th, 2 to 4 again. A summer foraging walk, also meeting at the Waterfall Pavilion, because even though it's like June to July, the difference in plants that you can find in forage is astounding. Every month kind of has their own special things to find. So right now is my time to go find nettles. If you guys know stinging nettles, when I first encountered stinging nettles, I was pulling weeds at I was volunteering to pull weeds at this lady's house, and I didn't know what stinging nettles were, so I wasn't wearing gloves, and I took a whole handful, and youch! They have these stinging hairs coated in chemicals. That's kind of the same things that will be on a bee's stinger, so just imagine that all over your hands. Not very fun. However, I also learned that day when I got stung that you could eat it, and I was like, how in the blue blazes can you eat this stuff? I feel like I'm dying. But the trick is you gotta saute or dry it to take the little teeny little hairs. They'll fall off and they'll be fine. But they make such good like replacement for spinach. Or I dry them when I was in college and I was really broke. I would dry my nettles in the summer, and then I would have these jars full of dried nettle. And then when it was like the winter and I had no fresh vegetables, I would crush it into my ramen and boil it. So it's really nutritious. There's a lot all around, and there's no mistaking stinging nettle. If you want to make sure it's stinging nettle, you can get the side of your hand and brush it up against the hairs. And if you're stung, well, you got a stinging nettle. And if you have early arthritis like me, that might just bring some blood flow to your wrists where you need it. So it's a 2-for-1 deal for me. I got my ID 100% correct, and also a little bit of arthritic relief. So, yeah, that's what I've been really looking for. And they say to harvest nettles before they flower, just because once they do flower, they have some chemical compounds that can be hard on your kidneys. So just wanted to put that out there in case your kidneys are already not their strongest. Not that it's going to take you out or nothing, but might put a little bit of extra strain. So I would highly recommend catching them now till probably the end of May before they flower is a good time to get your nettles. And yeah, we've got lots of cool things going up. We have those two foraging hikes upcoming. We've also got summer camp, and I've probably talked about summer camp multiple times on here, but just wanted to hammer home that I'm involved in so many. And if you haven't heard me talk about the Frog Hollow Summer Day Camp, I'm involved in that one, and it's Bird Bonanza themed. It's only $15 to register, and it is 3 days of camp, Monday, June 15th through Wednesday, June 17th, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., and it's for children entering grades 1 through 5. And if you're curious about this, you can go to our Schuylkill.com or the Schuylkill County Conservancy's website. And they also have this on their Facebook page. It's also on the Schuylkill Conservation District's Facebook page at Schuylkill CD, as in Compact Disc or Conservation District. And we would love to have your kiddos there. And the last day, it's really fun. Parents are welcome to come early and watch a presentation with Red Creek Wildlife. So, woohoo! I'm so excited about that. And then also we have our classic owl camps. We only have 2 weeks open for registration. The rest have been fully booked. So owl camp, it's outdoor wildlife learning camp. It's a collaboration between the Schuylkill Conservation District and Lyric Pascal of Assumption BVM. And that one is $150 tuition per week of camp, and financial aid is available. Also, if you're a business and you're interested in sponsoring a child's financial aid, you can contact us at owlnaturecamp@gmail.com for any inquiries, frankly, owlnaturecamp@gmail.com, or call me, Hannah, 272-208-0406 for anything regarding any of the events I've mentioned. But the 2 weeks that are left open is Conservation Cadets. It's Monday, June 22nd through the 26th. And it's fun, in-depth environmental learning for young stewards and scientists. It's 8 to 4 p.m. at the Schuylkill County Fairgrounds. And then our other week that we still have spots is called Tales and Tales. It's, again, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's at Sweet Arrow Lake, and it's Monday, August 3rd through Friday, August 7th. And it's a magical summer adventure for book and animal-loving explorers. So we're really excited. If any of you guys were thinking about registering your kiddos and you weren't sure or you were hoping to wait, we only have just a few spots available. And if you have any teens that are looking to do some summer volunteering, they can contact me again, Hemlock Hannah, at 272-208-0406, or you can message owlnaturecamp@gmail.com. And if you are an adult, a retired teacher, and you have your child clearances, and you are also looking to do some volunteer work or are itching to do summer camp, you can also apply to be a volunteer counselor. So, yeah, we've got lots of fun things going on, and just really excited. And the Frog Hollow Camp, we got to do and have all these extra fun things because we got a grant, which is, it's the grant season of grant receiving. So it's really exciting.
It's yeah, I will say we have, you guys do a camp for a couple days at the island.
Oh, yes. Oh, my goodness.
And it's the last couple years we've had kids. And what's funny is myself and some of my staff, I find us stopping and listening because we get hooked into it. So it's very cool. If you get the chance, definitely look for it.
Yeah, Porcupine Pat has a lot of day camps as well. And there is one at the island, which is really exciting. That one runs Monday, August 10th through Wednesday, August 12th. I believe it's 9:30 a.m. to 11 a.m. And if you're curious about that camp, you can contact porcupinepat@yahoo.com. And he has also camps at Albright's Woods in the afternoon that week. He's also got camps at Sweet Arrow Lake, I believe, and that camp is Monday, June 29th through Wednesday, July 1st. You can tell I didn't have my morning coffee yet, everybody. But yeah, we're out and about, and so if you're hoping to get your a youth outside, outdoors, we've got practically something every week of this summer. No kidding. So we'd love to have you.
Indeed. We'll take a quick break, folks. We'll come back with more after these messages right here on WPPA. WPPA's coverage of the District 11 playoffs gets underway today with doubleheader action. Ladies first in Game 1. North Schuylkill hosts Notre Dame of Green Pond at 4:30 in a softball 4A quarterfinal matchup. Then it's a boys single A semifinal as Nativity plays Lincoln Leadership at 6:30 from North Schuylkill. The District 11 playoffs on WPPA. AM 1360, A106 FM, and on the web, WPPARadio.com.
We've all been there, faced with a physical setback. Whether you've suffered a sports injury that takes you out of the game, or your aches and pains are keeping you from doing what you love, we all want the same thing, to get your life back. Thankfully, you can trust the region's only nationally ranked orthopedic team to help get you there. At Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute, we turn setbacks into comebacks, one movement at a time. Lehigh Valley Orthopedic Institute. Comebacks begin here.
Looking for auto repair you can trust in Ashland and Orwigsburg? Joe Thurs Automotive is here to keep you and your family rolling because when it comes to your car, peace of mind matters. Built on professionalism and kindness, Joe Thurs Automotive brings expertise, care, and a personal touch to every visit. And right now is the perfect time to schedule your service and save. Get our oil change special for just $69.99, including a free tire rotation and multi-point inspection. Plus, checks on your radiator, coolant, belts, hoses, fluids, suspension, and lights. Or stop in for our brake special, starting at just $329 per axle for cars with quality pads and rotors installed by the experts. For faster service, book your appointment at JoeThursAutomotive.com today. Joe Thurs Automotive, with locations in Ashland and Orwigsburg, keeping drivers in northern and southern Schuylkill counties safely on the road, one repair at a time.
Best of luck to Joe Petrish of Fountain Springs. Joe is our Rodnick's Discount Groceries Hoagie Home Run Payoff Inning contestant for tonight's Phillies-Reds game. Our payoff inning will be the bottom of the fifth. If a Phillies batter goes yard in the bottom of the fifth, Joe will win a delicious 7-inch sub of his choice, courtesy of Rodnick's Discount Groceries. If a Phillies batter hits a grand slam, Joe will win a delicious hoagie tray, courtesy of Rodnick's. Best of luck to Joe Petrish of Fountain Springs, and best of luck to the Phils. Welcome back, folks. Hour number one of the program. Tuesday, the third Tuesday of the month, here in our first hour. That means the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters in studio, John Bondur and company. John, last couple minutes of the program. It flies by, as always,
and
my
it
friend.
It does. And I'm going to turn it over to Hannah and Michael, and they can wrap up the show.
Yeah, we were just chit-chatting about our responsibilities and that our respectful jobs here on our breaks, so... Yeah, if you guys are wondering how I'm keeping sane, it's lots of medication. No, I'm kidding. lots of time outside in the sun and making sure that I also have fun hobbies that I keep doing. So, but if you ever want to take a note from me, it's plan your time your plan. That's what Porcupine Pat has always told me, and you just got to keep your Google Calendar active and updated. So, yeah, like I said, we've got lots of really exciting things going on. And I also heard that there's some cool new habitat that's also coming up in Schuylkill Haven.
Yeah, we just we met with some folks from Hawk Mountain the other day, and they're going to be putting a chimney swift. I guess you'd call it housing, at Bubeck Park. You'll see it's going to look like a 12-foot-tall chimney. There'll be some signage there to show you what it is, but try to introduce them. Good thing about people visiting down at Bubeck Park is they eat a ton of bugs, so that'll help out. But, you know, just another thing we're doing to try to promote some of that, you know, the environmental stewardship that way of it. But my relaxing thing is going to be in about 3 weeks here we have the start of the sojourn.
Oh, my goodness.
In the kayaking. So some of us from the wreck are going to take the Saturday, and we're going to do the first leg of it. So, yeah, good things happening all around, sounds like.
Yeah.
Sounds good. One last thing, Michael, tell us about Saturday again. We'll close with that.
All right, Saturday. Registration is going to start. It'll be at the Island. Registration will start at 10 a.m. It'll go from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're going to have... food there. There's the concession stand. The people from the Schuylkill Headwaters will be there. Sign up the kids when you're there. Have them fill out a ticket. We have a couple prizes for them. But just a day to get out, enjoy the river, and you know, have some fun with the friends and family.
And a lot of fish.
A lot of fish.
No joke.
No joke. It's there if you can. Again, it's, you know, it's not about catching all the time. It's about a nice day of camaraderie and maybe make some new friends. And the icing on the cake would be able to catch some fish. So Saturday, May 23rd, I will be stalking the river at 10 o'clock. Come down, bring the kiddos, bring the big kiddos, whatever, and we will get some hands-on. We'll talk a little bit about the trout if we have time. And hopefully it's a decent day. It's not supposed to be as hot as it is today. But Saturday at Schuylkill Haven at the Island, and Jay-Z, if you're not doing anything, I'll find an extra rod for you, and we'll give you some instruction.
Oh, you'll give me a lot of instruction, that's for sure. I need lots of instruction. But yeah, that sounds like a fun time. Folks out there, in case you missed anything this morning, you can check it out. We'll have the interview up later today on our website. If you go to WPPARadio.com, hit the Let's Talk icon. It will be there. It will be the top one because it's the most recent. And you can check out the folks from Schuylkill Headwaters on the third Tuesday of the month in our first hour, part of our Let's Talk program. Great job once again. You're listening to WPPA Pottsville.